listening. Now, the first time you see it, it doesn't bother you. But if you keep seeing it, it becomes downloaded. Now, once something is down...
Like I said, that if your mindset is not ready to change and you want to be stuck in the old ways of how things used to happen and you had planned around that, then you are going to suffer a great deal, all right? The trend is that there's less and less need for buildings, all right, and so forth. And now, because life must go on, companies that are staying afloat and are keeping operations running have been forced to use technology in order to continue with their operations. And a great deal of that is that they've had to look at options whereby they can accommodate or they can create an environment that allows for people to do their work from safe spaces. And I can tell you, even if COVID goes away and we totally eradicate it, a lot of companies are going to see the benefits of having people work from home as opposed to having people work
at the office.
In the office. So even when the conditions will allow for people to go to the office, I'm no longer paying rent as a company. I'm saving all of that money. So
because why are you keeping that building? Because, I mean,
exactly.
Before it was important, you must have an address, a delivery address. But now, even if I have the option as an employee to go to the office, it's like I need to drive. I need to sit in traffic. Why? There's just no reason. You get to work exhausted from going to work, you know.
A trend that I see that might pick up in terms of bricks and mortar is, you know, temporary office spaces. You understand, whereby if there's somebody coming from overseas, you need to meet in an office, you know, you need to. So I see boardrooms becoming a trend that we would like to hire a boardroom
for that day.
You know, things like those I see. But in terms of a dedicated office building and with personnel and staff there, I see that trend, especially for businesses and corporates. I see that trend really going down. You know, also in terms of manufacturing, right now manufacturers are being forced to improve their productivity because to find innovative ways and to use technology to sustain their productivity and produce as optimally as they have. So a lot of them will be turning to technology, and before you know it, very few, you know, they'll get used to not operating with as much manpower as they usually would be operating in. And even when the conditions are better and the atmosphere is good for people to now gather as they used to, they will have gotten used to this new way of operating. And I don't see them, you know, adding on to their overhead when it comes to labor force. You know, they're going to see more and more dependence on technology, you know. So, it's very important.
It's very interesting because I am noticing that we were afraid of the fourth industrial revolution, but all of a sudden it's like we're at the heart of it and there's no way out.
Yeah, we are forced into it, you know. So, and you know, I was pushing for IR big time. I'm still doing that.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm still doing that. And at the time when I was pushing for IR, there was no COVID. So the response was there, but people were not responding quite as much. But I had put models, I had put in ideas, things that people...
So you are definitely ahead, you know. You are ahead.
If I have to say so myself, I have always seen things in the future.
That's what defines success, because you can't look at today, you plan for tomorrow, you can't plan for today because today you're already living it.
But you must live in the present, because you see, your headspace is too much in the future, the challenge is that you will not service the need of today.
I agree.
And if you don't service the need of the today, you'll go hungry.
That's so true. Yeah, you need to have a healthy balance to be able to have good, to be able to eat. No,
so however way you're servicing somebody today, do it in such a way that, you know, you are expandable. You can expand into new things that come up.
Okay, now let's go back to our young people. At this time, most of them are looking for a job. They graduate virtually, change of plans. But now they still need to go find a job. So what are the skills that you are seeing trending that companies are on demand of right now?
What I'm recommending, irrespective of what you study, whether you study something in the humanities or you study to be a legal eagle, study to be a doctor, it is very important for every young person to gather as much knowledge and skill in technology, in communication technology that enables them to communicate with anybody around the world. It is very important for young people to get into data analytics. I don't care what you've studied, because one of the biggest things, what data then allows us to do, it allows us to be able to improve our products or our services, because then we are working then from a space where we are looking at analytics that are informing us of whether we are operating optimally or we are not operating optimally.
So right? This means that the job specifications are about to change. So you're in legal, you're ever, they're going to ask you, are you technology savvy?
Not just technology savvy, you know, and I need to reemphasize this. It is not enough for you to know how to set up an email address to send an email. It's not enough for you to be able to go to any social media site and post comments or whatever. You will need to know real things. You know, what we used to go and study for 3 years for in varsity. Now you've got to study. You've got to, it's now become basic knowledge.
Interesting.
You
Does
understand?
That mean our diplomas and degrees are just basic knowledge?
It's basic knowledge. It's basic knowledge. It really is.
Change.
You know, when you start any IT course, degree, by the time you finish your degree, what you studied in the first year is no longer relevant. Is you know, when I started studying, memory sticks were only then being introduced. Ooh. In fact, yeah.
Now they're telling us your age, but go on.
Yeah. You know, and who would have thought that by the time I finish, a stiffy disk will no longer be something of use.
Wow.
Yeah. Today, there are some kids that have never seen a stiffy disk.
And they will never see one.
Oof. They'll never see one. You've got to go to a history museum.
We need to have a technology specific museum. We need to get there.
Trend is that young people, I don't care whether you are in the arts or anything along those lines, you're going to have to mess with technology, especially communication technology, so that you can be able to deliver your services or your products anywhere around the world.
And
that is the
effective.
Best way I can say. And be effective. Yeah. And unfortunately, you know, educational institutions in their in their structure, they are not designed to adapt to new things.
But I think the COVID is helping. It's helping. You know, I think it's literally knocked them out of their traditional, you know, approach to things. So I think they're going to change. Now, I wanted to ask this question. How do you then source those jobs that you present to our young people? Because right now, I've got so many scams. You must go to this address, and then it's not even an address, and they even do worse things right now than just
human trafficking.
Human trafficking associated with jobs, opportunities. So it's a very tough time. People are taking advantage of this. How do you then do the verification of the opportunities to make sure that young people, they're applying for a job that's actually there?
Can you imagine now, in 10 years of our operation, the people that used to be the ones that were looking for jobs on the YDD platform have now become managers that are offering jobs?
Interesting.
Right.
So it's easy to verify now.
So with YDD, we have that advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we've carefully selected the people that contribute. We know them. You know, we've known them for years. I can quote a few people. Omzwandile, I can quote, there's another lady that's always sharing jobs. You know, we know her. We know that everything she comes with is legit. You know,
that's good.
And initially, we had to do a lot of, you know, getting in touch with the company that's offering the job. We still do a validation process. It's just the way in which it's happening today. It's happening a lot more differently.
And easier, you know. That's nice.
So,
that's an improvement.
So we've always prided ourselves with that as YDD. The process of investigating an opportunity, we've never compromised on that. Mm-hmm. You know, I've never had a situation where somebody took a lead that they got on YDD and they came back and they reported that they were scammed or anything like that. Because that's kind of due diligence that we took. And that has always been what's differentiated us from anything that crops up. They are just listing opportunities as they find them online.
Yeah,
you understand what
they
I'm saying?
copy
As
and paste. They
copy
and
and
they
paste
don't
whatever.
take accountability of what happens
You
after
understand?
you follow that link, which is bad. I think that should be
Yeah.
regulated at somewhere. So with the
At some
pandemic,
point, it needs
yeah.
to be.
So the pandemic came, and from what I can gather from you, you're five times prepared for it. So I assume it has not paused any project. But I want to know what are
To
the
be
projects.
honest with you, I'm seeing far more opportunities than I've ever seen.
Wow.
The economic climate that has been brought about by COVID, for me personally, has resulted in me being able to implement some of the crazy ideas I've always had, but the environment was just not suiting
Not.
for the kind of ideas that I had, you know. So yes, indeed, like now we've established a, you know, heavily a tech support business, whereby we enable companies to transition from an environment or working environment that requires people to be in the office. We help companies to transition and you know, be able to work with a staff that is working from home. So it would mean that we need to come in and set up a network infrastructure. If needs be, we need to
At
come
my
in and
home.
introduce. We would talk to the company and say, who are your staff personnel
Yeah,
that
that's what
you
I
need
mean,
to
to the
have?
employees' homes.
Yeah, so
That's nice because I was
firstly,
thinking it, they better start paying rent.
you know, how you negotiate with your company, that's another ball game. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they can increase your salary or something like that. But I mean,
At this
if the
point, yeah.
company is putting money into it to say, look, we need you to be able to work, then most certainly what we are finding is that companies are investing money into their personnel to say, look, you need a laptop, you need to be able to connect from home, you need to be on a secure line and so forth. So we
People don't
take
even know
care
how
of,
to check their
yeah,
firewalls. They don't even know how to
absolutely,
check if it's there or active or updated, just the basics. But
they don't even know what a firewall is.
that's so true. It's actually not funny. I saw that 4 years ago you were doing Dress Josie, as a
Yeah,
campaign. Is it still happening?
I haven't done Dress Josie because of the changes and personal things that I've been through in recent times and over the years and the difficulties around
But first,
it.
tell our listeners what is Dress Josie.
Oh, Dress Josie is an event, and the last time we did it was, I think, 3 years ago. And basically, it was an event where we invite young people from all over Gauteng and to come and bring clothes on the first Saturday of June. So the first Saturday of June, we all meet in the morning at 6 a.m. and we are all bringing clothes that we no longer want, that we want to donate to people that may need them. It's winter, and these young people, we all gather, and the first thing that we do, we sort out the clothing there. YFM would be involved at the time and doing a live broadcast there. And we sort out the clothes, kiddies, mummies, daddies, young people, and so forth, females, males, and we sort them out. And we walk through a predetermined route along the streets of Joburg, where we are going to various destinations. We, as the Dress Josie team, would have identified as hotspots where homeless people stay. And we go and we give those clothes, you know. So we walk, it's actually a walk, Dress Josie walk, and we walk from spot to spot. And as young people, we get to engage with people that are homeless, that are staying there. And we encourage the young people to engage in a meaningful way. Find out, you know, about this person that's living on the streets. How did they end up there?
Think you
So
need to
forth.
bring it back.
Actually, yesterday I made the decision that I'm going to do it again this year.
Yes,
You know,
it has
so
such an impact, and there's a big need, especially this time,
here's the killer of like the best thing about Just Josie. After the whole walk and you've been exposed to how difficult other people get have it, we would then gather, and when we come back to our meeting spot where we initially met, you would find that there's different tables set up by different companies that are offering jobs,
Nice.
business opportunities and so forth. So imagine you've just been in that environment and now you realize I've got to work hard, I've got to jump at every opportunity. And when you come back, there's these companies who have set up tables for you to go and talk to and say, I'm looking for an opportunity, da, da, da. You get informed. So that was the our killer proposition within Dress Josie. It wasn't just about going to donate clothes, you know, to a
Yeah,
homeless, was
I'm joining
also
you this year.
You know, it was also about young people after that. You come back and you like so driven and you want to jump at every opportunity. And also what I loved about Just Jersey, or what I love about it, was also about trying to change people's lives who are living on the streets. I mean, there's a young girl at some point who was just living on the street, but she finished matric and had no option. But on
Oh.
that day, we were able to give her a bursary, or to secure a bursary for her to
Wow.
go and study. Today, that young lady is a professional working. And there are
That's
many others like
impressive.
him who have moved from the streets as a result of that one particular day,
No, we need to bring
So
back this day. It's very
it's definitely
important.
yesterday I made a decision that no,
I'm
it's gonna
glad you
happen,
made
because
it,
people
because
have
I
been
was going to
asking.
make you make that decision.
So yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's good. I love that. What are other projects that you are currently, or campaigns that you're currently engaged in that our young people can join and be part of?
Well, the biggest one is YDD for young people, and Dress
How do
Jersey,
they
definitely.
join YDD?
You know, we've taken the hassle out of becoming a member of anything, really.
Right.
We still greatly use Facebook. You can just go on the Facebook group and just become a member, you
Oh,
know.
okay.
And when you're a member, you are then exposed to different opportunities that are being posted on a daily basis. You know, you
Great.
can also contribute. We are also inviting people to contribute that are sitting in positions of influence or management or decision making, to come and join and post up opportunities that they have within their own organization. And that's number one. We've got a website, but currently at the moment we're just busy re-engineering the site again and so forth, because there's been a lot of changes and a lot of things need to change. We need to talk
Yeah,
to the current climate,
the
you know.
current
So
environment, yeah.
yeah, so we are adjusting ourselves accordingly. But our website is YDD, YDIDI.co.za, you know, and that's where you can learn more about us and see other people, or other people that have, you know, come up through the ranks of YDD to really change their lives. You know, that's why our slogan says, change yours. You know, we are not saying we will change it for you. We are saying we will give you the information that can help you, that will enable you to change
Your
yours, but
life.
also something to look out for. We will be starting, we will be offering programming lessons
Nice.
and coding lessons to kids as well
That's
as
good.
adults, right? Because though that's the type of skill we believe that in this current economic climate and going
It's on
forward with
demand.
OIR, you're gonna have to know how to write a couple of lines of code, or understand coding, you know, to a certain extent, understand some kind of systems development and so forth, irrespective of the career choice that you're gonna make in your life, you know. So we
Interesting.
will
I
also
like
be
that.
running classes where you can come and enroll, right? And you can learn how to at least basic coding and basic programming. So that's something we are very, very excited about. And information will be coming out soon. Put it up on our website, and we'll also put it on social media. So that's very, very something interesting that's coming up. Something also is, I'm very excited about a TED Talk that I'll be doing sometime in April. Hopefully by that time, people will be able to attend events, but if not, it will obviously happen online.
Online, yeah.
And then another thing that we're very excited about is a new technology platform that we are developing around traditional healers and traditional practitioners, where you'll be able to consult online if need. You'll either be able to secure a booking with either a medium or a psychic or a prophet, or whatever you believe in, you know. So those are very interesting projects that we're working on.
Very interesting. No, that is very interesting, and we'll talk about the traditional healing part of it when you come back from the break. Let's take a breather. When you come back, we continue.
All right.
Ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
To educate, to build, to inspire, to motivate.
Coping with constant change in a technology-driven world. Yesterday, today, tomorrow, with Beto Sileshi. With Beto Sileshi.
We champions.
With Beto Sileshi.
Welcome back, our listeners. Thank you for still being with us. I'm still here with Neo telling me more about what he does. It's very interesting that he saw this coming years ago. Neo, it's impressive. I think you are forward-looking. I like that.
Well, I've been blessed.
You've been blessed.
I've been blessed to be surrounded by incredible individuals locally and internationally that have helped me grow, helped me see the world in the way that I see it today.
That's great. Now let's get to know you a little better. You live in Johannesburg. I'm sure you've been here for a long time. And I just got here.
Live in Roodepoort.
Yes, and I just got here. So obviously COVID happened, so I have not had the minute to explore those places. But what are the ideal places one can enjoy around Johannesburg, Roodepoort?
Well, I'm a nature person. I love going to nature joints. So I'll do like nature parks and so forth. So a lot is I spend a lot of time at the Kloofendal Nature Reserve, which is like 5 minutes from my house. I go hiking, I go picnicking there, I go for my prayers there. You know,
nice.
Sometimes I need to go to the mountain to pray.
Okay.
You know, some people that need assistance, I take them to the mountain and I help them pray there.
Okay, you let's talk about you being a traditional healer. How did that happen? Okay, just let's get to it.
I guess similar ways that it happens with most people that have been, you know, that are traditional healers today. Dreams, visions, where they see. And eventually it got to a point where I could no longer ignore it. And I had to accept it. Okay, maybe I have a calling, so let me go. Some of the things that I know, I didn't know them because I've got such an intelligent mind or I'm so smart. Some of the things I got to know them because they were shown in my dream.
Interesting.
You know, and then I have answers to things like I got a crypt note. Before for the exam of life.
You're cheating.
Yeah, you know, now I started discovering that there was more to being human than just the physical. You know, there's a spiritual element which I still could not explain. And when too many coincidences that are no longer now looking like coincidences, but when they're starting to look more like carefully crafted plans that I'm going to respond. And then I went to a Epiphany, 10 months of my life. In fact, I disappeared. I only came back, 11 months to be precise. I only came back, I went away last year. You know,
that explains something. Okay, question. How does that work with your profession and running a business and vanishing?
All right. So
how does that work?
So I qualified in IT, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Now, one of the first instructions or one of the first visions I got after going into Epiphany or to Uyotwasa as an initiate was that I need to build technology platform that would cater to their needs and the requirements of their traditional healer industry and traditional practitioners.
No, I would like us to give advice to people, to our listeners, to our young people that are unemployed. What would you want to say?
Well, look, either you start a business or you start, and don't complicate it. So my advice to you is that, you know, get as much skills as possible, but when you are getting these skills and you are choosing which skills, especially tech skills, technology skills, I need you to open up your mind to say, I'm getting skills that will enable me to service clients around the world. Mm-hmm. You understand? So I'll make you an example. Right now, we are training, we are your trust. There are people that want consultations, right? Mm-hmm. COVID says they can't come to my house and so forth. And we can't, right? I'm doing consultations online.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Bringing the service
and
to the people.
And I'm also doing telephonic consultations. So meaning that now my clientele or my client opportunity market is no longer just people that can physically drive to me or get to me. It's also people that are unable to. So meaning that I could have a client halfway around the world.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So no limits. We're global limits. Now. I like that.
Now we are competing globally. Mm. So that's number one. Number two, you need to think outside the box. Accept the fact that the change is here And this change is going to be around for a very long time. In fact, it just might be the new way.
Yeah, right? We're not going back to where we were, obviously.
So you need to no longer look down upon online courses.
Mm.
All you just need to know is this online course recognized by the companies? And not just don't just look at South African companies. Is it recognized by global companies? Which companies recognize this online course, right? So me personally, I normally will go to Udacity because they are recognized globally.
Oh yeah, I also am registered there. Yeah.
You know, I will look at Andela. You understand what I'm saying? Because they have that global recognition. And guess what? Now the likes of Stanford universities and Harvard are now offering
online courses. They're coming on board, yes.
Because they are also realizing that if we don't change, we are going to lose out. And guess what? Now that you're accessing them online, the courses are way cheaper.
Yes, because they don't have to pay for going to an office and a person sitting in a lecture hall and the like. So it's getting absolutely cheaper.
Number three, if you're going to go into business, start working from a perspective of communities. We need to start businesses within our own environment to say, I'm starting a business, but look at simple businesses. You know, and when I say simple businesses, I mean, look in the house and within your family. When we have family gatherings, you know, Black families, our events are so huge, né? Like there'll be like 50 of us there, and we are all family.
That's like the clientele locked right there.
You understand? That's clientele, but don't come with a complicated business proposition.
Yeah.
Rather look at all of us here are buying toilet paper. They are already buying it. Guys, I'm starting a toilet paper distribution business. Can you all commit to buying from me? That's how white people do it.
Yeah.
That's how other nations do it. The Muslims, that's how they do it. You understand? So start within and get your family members to commit.
But it's crazy. They are the last one to support you.
We need to change that mindset.
Yeah.
We need to change that mindset because that's how every other nation starts businesses. They start within the family. And families need to understand that this person is depending entirely on you. So you can't be saying, I'm family, therefore give me a discount. I'm family, therefore give me a...
Don't even go there.
But I'm also to you saying, as an entrepreneur, don't come with complicated stuff that's very difficult for a family to understand. Man, supply them with something that they're already buying on a daily basis. Go and learn how to make detergents and start supplying your family with detergents. Get them to commit with every month or try to deliver a package. We deliver. You know, and I think humble small beginnings like that can then start taking us somewhere.
Yeah, I like that model. I think we have not explored it.
Absolutely. And finally, take care of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have as much time as possible by yourself and just be in a space of silence and just really listen to the messages that God is putting inside of your mind. Because God is trying to constantly communicate with you and tell you that this is how you get out of this. This is how you make this happen. But we are so busy with
doing nothing.
That benefits us nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So careful what you are busy with and rather start having more times of silence.
Yeah. No, I think that's powerful advice, Noah. Noah, thank you so much. You've been such an amazing guest. I think our listeners have learned so much from you. And they will definitely, I encourage all of them to go find your Facebook page as you have given the details. I think just give them one last time so that in case they miss them.
Okay, so the website is YDIDI. So it's ydd.co.za. Facebook, we've got a page and we also have a group, all right? And it's you just look for YDIDI. We also have a YouTube channel where you can go and view some of the stuff that we posted up there. So it's YDD. You just look for YDD TV.
Yeah, I think there is no excuse for young people not to be exposed to information, not to study, not to change the way they do things. Thank you so much, Neo. It's been amazing having you here. Our listeners are also going to post a poster on my pages, which is at Betu Baby on Instagram and Twitter. And then on Facebook, I'm Betu Sile Shiba Mabucha. You'll find contact for Neo, and then you will ask Neo questions. I feel like you, as young people, this is your time to be knowledgeable. Information is power. We all know that. Thank you, Neo.
Yeah. Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me. I'm really honored.
Thank you.